This is the Composer's Datebook for March 24th. I'm John Zeck. Commedia dell'arte is the name given to a kind of theater popular throughout Italy during the 18th century. In this improvised, rough-and-tumble genre, a group of stock figures with names like Harlequin, Pierrot, and Punchinello would reappear time and time again in various farcical situations, situations which modern audiences would probably recognize from the TV sitcoms of today, only the earthy 18th century version was not exactly G-rated. These characters were attractive to many of the 20th century's greatest composers. Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire is a song cycle, setting dreamy, surreal texts sung by a lovesick Commedia dell'arte clown. Richard Strauss's opera Ariadne auf Naxos interpolates an earthy Commedia dell'arte team as unlikely commentators on the action of an otherwise oh-so-serious Greek legend. And Stravinsky's ballet Pulcinella recasts elegant 18th century musical forms into a robust modern score whose title character, according to Stravinsky, was a drunken lout whose every gesture was obscene. On today's date in 1996, a more refined chamber work inspired by Commedia dell'arte characters received its premiere at Boston College. It was commissioned and premiered by the Artaria Quartet and given the punning title Art Arias and Interludes. The music is by the Chinese-born American composer Thomas Obo Lee, who lives and works in Boston. Each of the movements of Lee's work related to a different Commedia dell'arte figure. This section is entitled Pantaloons Bolero. For more on this music and all the pieces you hear each day on our datebook, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.